2. Superior Seraphim. Superior Seraphim receive their name not because they are in any sense qualitatively superior to other orders of angels, but because they are in charge of the higher activities of a local universe. Very many of the first two groups of this seraphic corps are attainment seraphim, angels who have served in all phases of training and have returned to a glorified assignment as directors of their kind in the spheres of their earlier activities. Being a young universe, Nebadon does not have many of this order. The superior seraphim function in the following seven groups. 1. The Intelligence Corps. These seraphim belong to the personal staff of Gabriel, the bright and morning star. They range the local universe, gathering the information of the realms for his guidance in the councils of Nebadon. They are the intelligence corps of the mighty hosts over which Gabriel presides as vicegerent of the Master Sun. These seraphim are not directly affiliated with either the systems or the constellations, and their information pours in direct to Salvington upon a continuous, direct, and independent circuit. The intelligence corps of the various local universes can and do intercommunicate, but only within a given superuniverse. There is a differential of energy which effectively segregates the business and transactions of the various supergovernments. One superuniverse can ordinarily communicate with another superuniverse only through the provisions and facilities of the Paradise Clearinghouse. 2. The Voice of Mercy. Mercy is the keynote of seraphic service and angelic ministry. It is therefore fitting that there should be a corps of angels who, in a special manner, portray mercy. These seraphim are the real mercy ministers of the local universes. They are the inspired leaders who foster the higher impulses and holier emotions of men and angels. The directors of these legions are now always completion seraphim, who are also graduate guardians of mortal destiny. That is, each angelic pair has guided at least one soul of animal origin during the life in the flesh, and has subsequently traversed the circles of Seraphington, and has been mustered into the seraphic corps of completion. 3. Spirit Coordinators. The third group of superior seraphim are based on Salvington, but function in the local universe anywhere they can be of fruitful service. While their tasks are essentially spiritual, and therefore beyond the real understanding of human minds, you will perhaps grasp something of their ministry to mortals if it is explained that these angels are entrusted with the task of preparing the ascendant sojourners on Salvington for their last transition in the local universe, from the highest Morantia level to the status of newborn spirit beings. As the mind planners on the mansion worlds help the surviving creature to adjust to and make effective use of the potentials of Morantia mind, so do these seraphim instruct the Morantia graduates on Salvington regarding the newly attained capacities of the mind of the spirit, and they serve the ascendant mortals in many other ways. 4. Assistant Teachers. The assistant teachers are the helpers and associates of their fellow seraphim, the teaching counselors. They are also individually connected with the extensive educational enterprises of the local systems, especially with the sevenfold scheme of training operative on the mansion worlds of the local systems. A marvelous corps of this order of seraphim functions on Urantia for the purpose of fostering and furthering the cause of truth and righteousness. 5. The Transporters. All groups of ministering spirits have their transport corps, angelic orders dedicated to the ministry of transporting those personalities who are unable, of themselves, to journey from one sphere to another. The fifth group of the superior seraphim are headquartered on Salvington and serve as space traversers to and from the headquarters of the local universe. Like other subdivisions of the superior seraphim, some were created as such, while others have risen from the lower or less endowed groups. The energy range of Seraphim is wholly adequate for local universe and even for super-universe requirements, but they could never withstand the energy demands entailed by such a long journey as that from Uversa to Havona. Such an exhaustive journey requires the special powers of a primary Seraphim of transport endowments. Transporters take on energy for flight while in transit and recuperate personal power at the end of the journey. Even on Salvington, ascending mortals do not possess personal transit forms. Ascenders must depend upon seraphic transport in advancing from world to world until after the last rest of sleep on the inner circle of Havona and the eternal awakening on Paradise. Subsequently, you will not be dependent on angels for transport from universe to universe. The process of being enseraphimed is not unlike the experience of death or sleep, except that there is an automatic time element in the transit slumber. You are consciously unconscious during seraphic rest, but the thought adjuster is wholly and fully conscious, in fact, exceptionally efficient, since you are unable to oppose, resist, or otherwise hinder creative and transforming work. When enseraphimed, you go to sleep for a specified time, and you will awake at the designated moment. The length of a journey when in transit sleep is immaterial. You are not directly aware of the passing of time. It is as if you went to sleep on a transport vehicle in one city and, after resting in peaceful slumber all night, awakened in another and distant metropolis. You journeyed while you slumbered. And so you take flight through space and seraphimed while you rest, sleep. The transit sleep is induced by the liaison between the adjusters and the seraphic transporters. The angels cannot transport combustion bodies, flesh and blood, such as you now have, but they can transport all others, from the lowest Marantia to the higher spirit forms. They do not function in the event of natural death. When you finish your earthly career, your body remains on this planet. Your thought adjuster proceeds to the bosom of the Father, and these angels are not directly concerned in your subsequent personality reassembly on the Identification Mansion world. There, your new body is a Marantia form, one that can enseraphim. You sow a mortal body in the grave. You reap a Marantia form on the Mansion worlds. 6. The Recorders. These personalities are especially concerned with the reception, filing, and redispatch of the records of Salvington and its associated worlds. They also serve as special recorders for resident groups of superuniverse and higher personalities, and as clerks of the courts of Salvington and secretaries to the rulers thereof. Broadcasters, receivers, and dispatchers are a specialized subdivision of the seraphic recorders, being concerned with the dispatch of records and with the dissemination of essential information. Their work is of a high order, being so multi-circuited that 144,000 messages can simultaneously traverse the same lines of energy. They adapt the higher ideographic techniques of the superaphic chief recorders, and with these common symbols, maintain reciprocal contact with both the intelligence coordinators of the tertiary supernifim and the glorified intelligence coordinators of the seraphic core of completion. Seraphic recorders of the superior order thus effect a close liaison with the intelligence core of their own order and with all subordinate recorders, while the broadcasts enable them to maintain constant communication with the higher recorders of the superuniverse and, through this channel, with the recorders of Havona and the custodians of knowledge on Paradise. Many of the superior order of recorders are seraphim ascended from similar duties in lower sections of the universe. 7. The Reserves. Large reserves of all types of the superior seraphim are held on Salvington, instantly available for dispatch to the farthermost worlds of Nebadon as they are requisitioned by the directors of assignment or upon the request of the universe administrators. The reserves of the superior seraphim also furnish messenger aids upon requisition by the chief of the brilliant evening stars, who is entrusted with the custody and dispatch of all personal communications. A local universe is fully provided with adequate means of intercommunication, but there is always a residue of messages which requires dispatch by personal messengers. The basic reserves for the entire local universe are held on the seraphic worlds of Salvington. This core includes all types of all groups of angels.